Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Supreme Court has cleared the way for undeclared and nonpartisan candidates to run in the state Democratic Party primary. Yesterday, the court affirmed a decision by a lower court judge who ruled in favor of the party. The ruling would allow Governor Bill Walker to run in the primary if he chooses to. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The court case was prompted by the Alaska Democratic Party changing its rules to allow unaffiliated and nonpartisan candidates to run in its primary. The state opposed the change, citing a law that required candidates to be registered members of the party they seek nominations for. Juneau Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg ruled in favor of the party. He decided that parties have the right to associate themselves with the candidates of their choice, regardless of their party registration. Alaska Democratic Party Executive Director Jay Parmley says party officials are, quote, thrilled the court issued the ruling quickly, only 6 days after hearing oral arguments.
All we're saying here is that if you are one of these 56% of the state, which is not a member of an organized political party, and you want to run and seek our nomination, you should have that opportunity.
With less than 2 months until the June 1st primary filing deadline, no one has filed for the Democratic primary. Parmley noted that there is widespread interest in whether former U.S. Senator Mark Begich will seek the Democratic nomination. But Parmley was also complimentary toward Walker, who is registered as undeclared. Walker's daughter and campaign spokeswoman, Lindsay Hobson, says the campaign is analyzing the decision. Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says he's pleased with the decision. He says it parallels the principle that parties determine who can vote in primaries.
You also have a constitutional right as a party to determine who can offer themselves as one of your candidates.
Babcock says it backs the Republicans' decision to change party rules to bar from the party's primaries any Republicans who caucus with another party. State Division of Elections head Josie Banky ruled the change was made too late and violated state law. Babcock says he'll ask Banky to reverse herself based on the new decision. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP facility, is gearing up for its busiest season since the University of Alaska Fairbanks acquired the Gakona Area Ionospheric Experimentation Station from the Air Force. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
HARP Director Jessica Matthews says she and her staff and UAF officials are all pretty excited about the third and biggest research campaign the HARP has hosted since the Air Force handed over the facility to the university in 2015.
By far the largest and longest campaign that we've had. It's scheduled for the 6th to the 14th. And we have about 43 hours of funded research that's going to be going on this spring.
During the campaign, top-level research agencies will be paying to use the Upper Atmosphere Research Observatory, which is operated by the UAF Geophysical Institute.
The funding agencies are Los Alamos National Lab, the Department of Energy, the Naval Research Lab, Air Force Research Lab, and the National Science Foundation.
The organizations will use HARP's array of dozens of antennas, powerful radio frequency transmitters, and advanced monitoring instrumentation to conduct their experiments, which are similar to the kinds of applied research that's been conducted there for more than a decade.
Study of the physical processes that are taking place in the very highest portions of our atmosphere.
She's hopeful the university will, by year's end, gain title to the 1,000 acres on which the Air Force built the facility in 2003 for some $300 million. A facility which the university now operates on a shoestring.
The Air Force ran the program for about $7 million a year. The university is really doing an extraordinary job, and we're running it just at about $2 million a year.
Matthews says she and her staff are also planning this year's open house, scheduled for August 25th. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
One of Fairbanks' most dangerous and busy intersections will be overhauled this summer. The junction of University Avenue, Geist Road, and the Johansson Expressway is slated for rebuild. State Department of Transportation Northern Region Director Ryan Anderson says the project, long in the planning stages, addresses two primary problems.
There aren't dedicated right-hand turn lanes on all the lanes, and it's just under capacity.
Anderson says the intersection is transited by between 16 and 20,000 vehicles daily and has one of the area's highest crash rates. The project is being timed to minimize interference with transportation to nearby schools and the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
When the school gets out, we'll really start looking at that intersection and working on it. And then our goal will be to have everything wrapped up before school begins in the fall again.
Anderson warns that the reconstruction will require temporary shutdowns of east-west traffic through the intersection.
At times this summer, you won't be able to travel from Geist Road to the Johansson.
Anderson says University Avenue will also be rebuilt from the intersection back to College Road this summer, with the rest of the route south to Airport Way and the Mitchell Expressway scheduled for following years. Another major Fairbanks area transportation project happening this summer is the widening of Phillips Field Road. Work, Anderson says, is also focused on reducing accidents.
We're adding shoulders all the way through there.
Other major Fairbanks area transportation work scheduled for this summer includes the resurfacing of Farmers Loop Road and bike path and the reconstruction of the old Nenana Highway. I'm Dan Bross.